I think it's going to be a fantastic week. We have a lot of really interesting speakers lined up, and there's a lot of interesting people in the audience. So welcome here to Perimeter. Welcome, especially if it's your first time visiting the Institute. I hope you have fun. In 1687, Newton published his Principia, and in this he had his famous equation. I can remember it: G is equal to m1, m2 over m squared. And at the time, people were very puzzled by that equation. It didn't make a lot of sense, because here you have, well, not just instantaneous action at a distance, but also there was no mediating substance. And this was not the kind of physics people were used to. At the time, many people, including Newton himself, tried to come up with mechanical explanations of gravity. So Newton, most of all of these explanations involved some kind of ether. So Newton had the idea that this ether was a kind of wind, and as it blew past big masses, it would be a sort of a Bernoulli effect which would pull them together. A contemporary of Newton called Fatio de Dullia, I think I got the name right, he had the idea that the all of space was filled up with this ether, which was particles moving in all directions with equal equal speeds, except that when you had some kind of mass, then it would sort of get in the way, and there'd be a shadow formed, so these particles wouldn't be able to spread around equally. So if there was another mass here, you see the particles, there wouldn't be as many particles from getting to this mass, because this was blocking them. And so there would be a net force on this mass towards this one. And this is how you explained the attractive force of gravity. René Descartes had a model in which bodies were caught up in these vortices in the ether. So there was all this big mess. There's a nice wiki page, incidentally, that's where I got my information, on this, called Mechanical Explanations of Gravity. The question is, how did this actually get resolved? How did people eventually resolve, get an understanding of this? Well, the answer came more than 200 years later, and it was when Einstein solved a problem. And the problem he solved he wanted to find some new theory, let's call it relativistic gravity, which in limits goes on the one hand to Newtonian gravity, and on the other hand, you can see here, to special relativistic field theories. So that was what Einstein did, and the theory he found, of course, he called it the theory of general relativity. And it's interesting, if you look at this theory of general relativity, it modifies both Newtonian gravity. We know that Newtonian gravity is not true in GR, not exactly true. There's small modifications, as witnessed by the anomalous behavior of Mercury. And also, it modified special relativistic field theories, Maxwell's electrodynamics and so on. And that's modified because you have to change colons, by commas, to colons. A small grammatical point, perhaps, but it changes the physics.
Well, it matters.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Fast forward to today, and the thing that replaces Newton's law of gravitation is quantum theory. Very anomalous, we don't fully understand it. We spent a lot of time trying to come up with interpretations which are like these mechanical, ether-based interpretations of gravity. And how are we ever going to make progress? Well, there's also a very analogous problem, the problem of quantum gravity, which is to find a theory which approximates to general relativity on the one hand and special relativistic quantum field theories. On the other hand, so we're in a very analogous situation. My hope is that the particular audience, sorry, particular crowd of people we have gathered here today, the speakers and the people attending, are especially well suited to thinking about this. You know, clearly, we need to pursue. Perhaps we can gain inspiration from what Einstein did here. It was a very conceptual, but also mathematical approach. You know, it's driven by deep conceptual questions. Likewise here, we need to be driven by deep conceptual questions, but we want to perhaps avoid getting into whatever it is that's analogous to these mechanical theories of gravity. So I think that's where we find ourselves. I think that the talks we're going to hear will help us move in that direction. So then we should start.